Looking for unique holiday gifts or a way to connect with local culture? The Squawoo 7 Meshikswumix, Squamish Nation, is inviting everyone to its Winter Artisan Market at Totem Hall on December 14 and 15, 2024, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a fundraiser for the 2025 Squamish Nation grads, said Joy Joseph McCullough, Associate Education Director for the Squamish Nation Education Division. The goal is to help cover their graduation fees and costs like grad photos, prom clothing, and other related expenses. It's quite expensive, so this fundraiser supports parents in covering those costs. For the first time, the event will feature a craft fair format, with approximately 40 vendors and 49 tables showcasing Indigenous artists from across British Columbia. "We prioritized Indigenous artists in our call-out, and they're coming from all over BC, places like Vancouver Island, Nanaimo, North Vancouver, Langley, and Mount Currie. We also have some local artists participating," McCullough said. "In addition to the artisan booths, attendees can enjoy hands-on workshops, including wood carving, cedar weaving, and mini moccasin making. Art Harry will lead a wood carving workshop, and we'll have a mini moccasin making workshop," said McCullough. "These are paid, hands-on sessions that attendees can sign up for. The market will also include a concession stand serving traditional foods, and a professional photographer will be on site offering photos with Santa or family portraits." When asked about the significance of the event, McCullough emphasized the importance of community involvement. "It's open to everyone. It's a great opportunity for everyone to experience First Nation art and support our grads. The Winter Artisan Market will be held at Totem Hall, and everyone is encouraged to attend. We just want to encourage everyone to come and experience First Nation art created by artists from across BC and to support the graduates," McCullough added. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.